I don't know what that is.
Do you know the term dog trot house?
No.
Okay. Did you ever see a house that was just one, a long entry hall and then a room built at a 90 degree angle to the entry hall?
A long entry hall and a room at a 90 degree angle.
Hmm.
I believe, well, I've seen doors that were at angles.
Do you know the term hall and parlor house or flying L or anything like that?
No, I don't think
so. That's not well known at all. Do you know terms for any small houses?
No. Other, maybe bungalow or cottage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, we talked about the circulating heat and so forth a little bit the other day. And what are some different ways of heating houses? I hate this item.
Steam heat.
Mm-hmm.
That's with water.
Mm-hmm.
Electric heat, where the heating is totally electric. And of course with coal in a coal furnace or gas furnace.
Mm-hmm. What about cooling it in the summertime? That would be, you'd call that?
With air conditioning.
Yeah.
Or you can use what is more modern, a heat pump.
Mm-hmm.
That automatically cools and heats the house. What the heat pump does is to maintain a given temperature in the house so that it shuts itself on and off too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really very nice.
Is it?
Except that I think that they don't work all that well.
Oh. In that case, it is not very nice.
No.
What do you call the kinds of buildings where several families live in different units?
An apartment building.
Okay. And do you have a term for houses that are built so close together that they have, well, they share a single wall? It's just in a line.
They are condominiums or townhouses.
Do you know the term row house?
Row house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know the term row house.
What's a row house?
I really don't know, but I guess that's the same kind of house, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like the tenements.
What kind of?
In some of the northern cities.
Hmm.
Or flats.
Now what's a flat?
Which is similar to individual houses, you know, where they are stacked up rather than.
In a flat, does the apartment occupy the whole level?
I believe that in a flat, the apartment occupies only one side of the level.
Ah.
So that you may have two on a level.
Uh-huh, okay. And that's in the north?
I think that's primarily in the north.
Hmm.
Well, they're not called flats in Atlanta. I think they're just simply called apartments in Atlanta.
Hmm. Does tenement imply that it's low rent?
No.
Just any apartment?
Tenement. I don't think it does.
Hmm. So?
I don't believe it implies low rent.
Mm-hmm. All right. You said condominium. What is that?
Condominium would be a kind of house that's, on, you know, where they're all together, separated by a wall. And of course, many of them will also sometimes have individual facades.
How does it differ from an apartment?
I personally don't think it differs from an apartment.
Well, what's the ownership difference?
Except that you own it.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what do you call the man in an apartment who does repairs, minor repairs?
He's a maintenance man.
Okay. And what do you call the man who collects the rent?
He's the landlord.
Or the man who
or
shows...
Or the rent man.
If he shows the vacant apartments and he lives in the complex, is that the same thing?
No, he's not the landlord. He is the what is he?